Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I read the other day that intelligence services in several countries are now using typewriters instead of computers to draft sensitive reports. These documents are distributed physically instead of electronically to avoid hacking. Makes sense to me. You see, I grew up in the golden age of typewriters, and they've shaped my life. My dad had a store that sold them. I spent afternoons there clacking away randomly in childhood bliss. When his repairman retired, my mom came out of her child-bound retirement and learned the task. When I went to college, she'd send me her earnings. The only class I took that's ever earned me a nickel was touch typing. It's been my trade now for decades. The great Time Magazine drama critic Ted Kalem once told me that all art, especially writing, is essentially a physical act. You have to wrestle that idea to the ground, impose order on those disparate facts with muscle and iron. That's pretty much what Michelangelo did to David with a hammer and chisel, and Hemingway did to courage and loss with his 1926 Underwood. I never aspired to such greatness, but I do accumulate typewriters. Just like Tom Hanks, that very down-to-earth actor who owns more than 100 of them and just wrote a book about his obsession. It's part of a trend, this fondness for a hefty hunk of obsolete technology. Vinyl records have made a comeback. Organic, chemical-free produce, meat, and even wine have become the gold standard. Thank you notes on real stationery are the new sign of sincerity and class. You might think we've all become Luddites and old codgers, nostalgic for some lost era of honesty and substance. Well, not really. It's normal in an era of upheaval and uncertainty to crave something physical to hold on to. That's clearly why some people voted the way they did, hoping for a bulky savior to shield them from robots and immigrants stealing their jobs, new ideas and scary social changes upending their values. They didn't get what they wanted, and that's a tragedy to sadden Hemingway. You see, the presidential destruction of norms and standards has, if anything, accelerated. So begrudge us, we old coots who like to do things the hard way, the old way, using objects that have heft, texture, quality. They're not just security blankets. They're reminders that some things, good things, can, in fact, endure, even in the darkest of times. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.